finds me. When I'm lonesome, he's by my side. When I'm anxious, he stills the water, says, don't you fear, child, it'll be alright. He don't let me go.
Normally we say all the way from Belfast, and we say it like that, sound like a question. But Brian no longer lives in Belfast. That's Brian, right. Brian lives in...
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Why do you live there?
Why? Well, they can't find me there.
What do you miss about the old country?
The rain?
Really?
What do I miss? You miss France.
Yeah.
And you miss your local favorite Chinese and your favorite habits.
Right.
But we were back in August for a couple of weeks, and they had the coldest August night on record.
Which ever.
-1.5.
That's a shocker.
Ice on the ground in August.
That is a shocker.
But then that could be the winter as well. Ireland is one season all year round.
Right. Rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rain, wind, cold.
Beautiful. What a beautiful place to go.
Fantastic.
That message brought to you by Tourism Ireland.
But it does. We do have castles.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've seen them. They're near the Guinness factory. No?
There's castles everywhere.
Everywhere. Have you written a song called that? There are castles everywhere?
No.
Okay.
Why would you write a song called There Are Castles Everywhere?
I don't know.
So would you write a song called
No,
there are
but, you know, it might involve get signed up for some schleppy
there
TV.
There are castles everywhere. And I wish Drew had more hair.
Oh, my goodness. Well, folks, that was Brian Houston on the Drew Marshall Show.
He's still handsome, and that's not fair. Because there's castles everywhere.
Anyway. Yeah, thank you. What's that Irish drinking song they do on Whose Line Is It? I did. That's all I know. And then they start making up words. You have no idea what we're talking about, do you?
Absolutely no idea.
You know what? I just realized you can't make Rob Ford jokes anymore. Eh?
Oh, you can. It's in bad taste.
It is. It's too soon.
Like calling him fat wasn't bad taste before.
Really? See, Tim doesn't have a microphone this part of the show, and yet we still hear from him.
Who's Rob Ford?
Don't worry about it.
Yay!
Can you do us a song? Let's get into something right away.
Sure.
What's that thing in front of your mouth?
That's a harmonica.
Right. A blues harp?
No, this isn't the blues one. This is just a regular one.
It's a Lee Oscar. That'll do. That's a nice one. Oh, do you set up your songs? Do you tell wee stories before them?
Not with this one, no, because it's like a story in itself.
So, ladies and gentlemen, live in the Drew Marshall Show, Mr. Brian Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I was a kid in the 70s. We eat our meals as a family. The same time every night of the week. And we always knew what we'd be having. Nobody worried about what they ate. The kids at school, they weren't over with. And we played 45s at 78. Cause you could do that sort of thing. I was a kid when Elvis died. And a man came on the news at night. And he told us that the doc had tried. But there was nothing that they could do. I was a kid so I couldn't see. That when the king passed on to history. He took a part of me that still believed in Santa Claus and Hollywood. I was a kid in the 70s. We'd go to different stores for groceries. You see, my ma used to take me down the Castlereagh Road in East Belfast every Thursday night to get the shopping. We'd jump in our purple mini with a white roof and strings on the inside of the doors for handles. I had two reasons for going along. The first one was I got a treat. And the second one was I got to pick a treat for my brother, and that was always something that he wouldn't like. I'd get a nice blackcurrant yogurt and get him something like peanut or peach Melba. Sometime in the mid-70s, they had this workers' strike. They barricaded off the estate where I grew up. That's housing project of the U.S. people. They went off and they hijacked the fruit and vegetable vans and brought the stuff into the estate and sold it to the people at inflated prices, all in the name of the Queen of England. My ma never liked organizations like the Masonic or the Orange or school, and she jumped in a purple mini with a white roof and strings on the inside of the doors for handles. She drove down through the estate and she got to the barricade. There's a big man standing on top of it with a woolly face on, and he says, "Missus, get out of your car, we're going to burn it." Now, if he knew how much my ma liked to drink, he would never have threatened to put a naked flame anywhere near her. She'd still be burning now. Anyway, my ma rolled down her car window, stuck out her head and yelled in her best 4'2", high heels and perm included, Belfast accent, and yelled, "If you take my car, you're taking me with it." And the big man opened up the barricade and he let her go through. Well, I was a kid in the 70s. We'd go to different stores for groceries. Cause we didn't have malls, but we had more trees. And people didn't talk so much about stress. And the shops all closed by 6 p.m. And when Fridays came, we had a weekend. Cause nothing opened on Sundays then. And everybody took a rest. I was a kid when Elvis died and a man came on the news at night and he told us that the doc had tried but there was nothing that they could do. I was a kid so I couldn't see that when the king passed on to history, he took a part of me that still believed in Santa Claus and Hollywood, Bobby Dylan, solo son. Kid in the 70s. You know, it feels like yesterday to me. My big brother was turning sweet 16, but he's fat and he's bald and he's well past 42. And progress plows through paradise like a slob of butter to a red hot knife. And I guess we all went along for the ride, and now there's not a thing we can do. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County? Down by the Green River where paradise lay. I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has torn it away. I was a kid when Elvis died and a man came on the news at night and he told us that the doc had tried, but there was nothing that they could do. I was a kid so I couldn't see that when the king passed on to history, he took a part of me that still believed in
Santa Claus in Hollywood, Santa Claus in Hollywood, Santa Claus in Hollywood, and you're so vain. I bet you think this song is about you. You're so vain. Hey, you probably think the song is about you, don't you, don't you?
Are you kidding me? So that's the best song I have ever heard come out of your yap. That was brilliant.
That's the best song I've ever heard you play. That's like I said to my wife, of all the wives I've ever had, you're definitely in the top three.
You're the top. I want to, seriously, that was fantastic. There are very few songs that will take listeners and transport them, but the way you laid that out, I mean, even though we didn't grow up Irish, you took us there.
Oh, that's cool.
And how long have you been doing that for? Has that been
that
in
song?
The, yeah, been a while?
Probably about 10 years.
How long, eh? How's your stool sample?
It's doing really well. Thanks
okay.
very much.
All right, good.
I hope you keep it.
Nice and brown.
Wow, I just, like, I'm a fan, I like his mate, and we have some great conversations, and we've known each other for years now. I think, is this your fourth time on the show,
I think so, yeah.
But that one just blew me away.
That's great.
I'm a fan of Harry Chapin, obviously, the storytelling kind of songs. You know, that actually took me a little bit down the Larry Norman road as well, right?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, funny, my wife said that to me earlier on. She said, I see you more in that. Because I've been doing, in the past 12 months, living in America, I've mostly been doing worship music, ironically enough, since I've actually been on this show talking about how much I didn't really like it.
That's hilarious.
I know, irony. But thankfully in America, nobody understands irony. No,
that's
just
hilarious.
Just a joke. But, I mean, it's been strange because most of the things that have opened up for me there have been like a prophetic worship kind of thing, which is kind of making up songs on the spot. Mm. And then recently I came up to Fredericton in New Brunswick, did a couple of shows out there, and then obviously these ones. And it's right back into my singer-songwriter thing. And, like, it's good. It's really fresh for me because for 12 months I haven't done it.
Really?
Yeah. So I've just done this other stuff.
What are you doing tonight at Compass Church in
this
Orangeville?
Sort of stuff, yeah.
This stuff?
Yeah.
Good. Well, because, you know, I got friends that are going that don't give a holy grunt about the other stuff.
Yes, that's fair enough.
I'm not telling you to, you know, put Jesus in your back pocket or anything, but...
He wouldn't fit. He's a bit big.
Oh, listen to you. We should write together.
You can't banter the Irish. Not live on air. We grew up with this stuff.
All right, let's get right into another one because I don't want to talk to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to hear a song.
I just want the dog and pony show.
Well, this is a song. This next song is years ago when I started, there was a guy who was real helpful to me. He was a keyboard player.
Stevie Wonder?
No, but I'm keeping an eye out for him. And
was that a blind joke?
No,
what was that?
No,
you
wasn't.
Can't say that.
No, he's moved, my friend. I'm looking
okay.
out for him.
Right.
But he was great help to me. His brother lent me £100 to make my first record, and we did most of it for that £100, which if you heard it, you would know that's the truth. And then he got bored after about 6 months. He got bored and he went off and started to play with someone else. But then he came back and he took my drummer. Then he took my bass player. Then he took my guitar player.
No.
Yeah. And people ask me how I became a solo act. And that's actually it right there. And then I heard they were all up in a place northwest of Ireland called Derry. And they played a gig and they were on their way back through a place called the Glen Shane Pass. Right, which is kind of mountainous and hilly, a windy road built by the Romans. And
what?
No history scholars.
No.
Anyway.
No.
And a windy road built by the... They always built straight roads, dude. Anyway.
They never went past Hadrian's Wall.
No, they never crossed into Ireland. It was way too scary. Sorry.
Dude, if I wanted people to learn stuff, I wouldn't be on the show.
So... No, the humor's in knowing it and me getting it. Anyway, it doesn't
whatever.
Matter. So, they were driving back through the Glen Shane Pass and the van broke down and they ended up spending the whole night sleeping in the van. And when I heard about it, I was delighted. And I made up this little song about... this is a song inspired by hate, really. By hate. Okay. Hate.
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 How many syllables in the word hate?
In my head, there's only one, but apparently there's two everywhere else.
Brian Houston, live on
Somebody
the
else's
Drew
dream.
Marshall Show.
Well, I used to love you, but now you're part of somebody else's dream. I used to think so highly of you, but now those feelings aren't really what they seem. I used to think that we were right. I used to dream of you at night. I used to call out your name in my sleep. But I can close my eyes in peace. I know you've gone to fleece somebody else's dream. Well, the other day I saw you. At first some things were awkward, but then what can we expect? And the way you stared, I thought you cared. And then I heard that you had stabbed me in the back. Live music, folks. I've been a name about the place, so I'm sure sometimes you see my face. You know I'm filled so much with hurt, I wanna scream. Cause you're nothing but a parasite who's basking in the light of somebody else's dream. And I hope you're satisfied. Yeah, I hope you're satisfied. And I wish that I could wish you well. But I keep hearing all these stories about the places that you're going, and I can't help but feel rejected. Cause you got no way of knowing that I used to love you, and now you're part of somebody else's dream. Yeah, harmonica, son. That you don't get paranoid and act like someone broke your brand new toy when you hear this song. Oh, but if you do, I'm gonna laugh at you, cause you taught me how to string a fool like you along, you along, you alone. I've been a victim of my openness, it's honesty that I do best, and playing games like you, you know, that ain't my scene. You're nothing but a nightmare. Why don't you go and reoccur in somebody else's dream? And I hope you're satisfied. I hope you're satisfied. And I wish that I could wish you well. But I keep hearing all these stories about the places that you're going, and I can't help but feel, cause you got no way of knowing that I used to love you, and now you're part of somebody. I used to love you, and now you're part of somebody. I used to love you, and now you're part of somebody else's dream. Oh, somebody else's dream, yeah. Well, that's all right, mama. Forgot to remember to forget about you. Forgot to remember to forget about your baby.
Heart attack. Man, Brian Houston on the Drew Marshall Show live in studio. Dude, you got to be sweating a little bit after
that. I'm sweating a bit, yeah. It's kind of warm in here.
Perspiration.
What's up with this Canadian weather? It was freezing yesterday, and today it's 80 degrees.
I know. I had to change my thong routine.
A thong list? Do you have a thong list? And a weeky woof?
Well said. Well said. That was brilliant. You are just a lot better than I remember.
You're a lot better than you were the last three times.
So impressed with you. Well, listen, I want to take just a short break to bring our listeners up to speed in a couple things. First of all, we are in studio live with Brian Houston. BrianHouston.com is the website. This is live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music, starring Brian Houston in the house. No, I need to stop that, too. There's so many things I can't do anymore because it's just not, like, funny. It's the opposite of cool. It's just some awkward white guy, middle-aged white guy doing stuff. Take us down another journey. What are you doing?
This next
Do you want
song,
a towel?
Well, that'd be nice.
I don't have one, but I just wanted to know if you wanted one.
Tile.
Tile. What do you call them in, where do
Ireland?
You live again?
Ireland. It's a tile.
Tile?
Tile. It's like, it's the same word as the tile. Word for things on the wall.
Yeah.
It's spelled different, but it's pronounced exactly the same way.
Say, so on the bathroom floor, you put
it's a
down
tile.
A tile, and you shower, after you shower, you dry off with a...
Tile.
This is fun.
We can hear the difference, but most other people can't.
All right, what are you doing?
I was talking to a woman yesterday, actually, and I was talking about how, you know, I'd like to be in sales. And she was like, what do you mean? And she thought I meant, like, little furry seals.
Oh,
and
seals.
Well, I was trying to say awkward. Seals.
Yeah.
It was weird.
No, it's like anyway. Some outward bound thing where you're about to freeze to death and you find a dead seal and you slice it open and crawl inside to keep warm. No? Okay. What song?
Star Wars.
Huh? That was Star Wars.
Yeah.
They did it with a lightsaber.
You climbed inside that lightsaber. Anyway.
This is two ADD guys trying to get through
yeah,
an interview.
I here. Know. This is ridiculous. This song, this actually came out on my second record, and then I did it much later, and I've continued to do it in a live set because probably the biggest compliment I ever got for it was that Van Morrison sent a message via his minder to say he loved this song, so... Like, if he likes it, I thought I should keep it in the set.
I reckon.
You know, it's a
yeah.
recommendation.
Right? Yeah.
So, this is called Wear My Ring.
Oh, that was Brown Eyed Girl. No.
Hey, where did we go? No, it's not that one. Gloria. Goes like this. When I've got no work for tomorrow and we got bills to pay, will you wear my ring through the times of trouble? When the future's looking blacker with every passing day, will you wear my ring through the times of trouble? When I'm feeling sorry for myself and I can't face the truth, I'm listening to that someone else who's never walked in my shoes. When you're tired of life being such a struggle, will you wear my ring through the times of trouble? When our friends forget about us and they don't pick up the phone, will you wear my ring through the times of trouble? When even your mother starts to doubt us and we've never felt so alone, will you wear my ring through the times of trouble? You look at all our friendships, girl, see the ones my big mouth destroyed. When I bite my nails to the fingertips and I'm feeling paranoid. When all my mistakes come back to me double, will you wear my ring through the times of trouble? Darkest secret, and I've got no way to pretend. Will you wear my ring through the times of trouble? If I've lost the faith in everything I would die to defend, will you wear my ring through the times of trouble? If I'm a victim
of envy or somebody's jealous lies, when the wisdom of the wise man turns out to be just bad advice, when we can't find the missing pieces of the puzzle, will you wear my ring? About the times of trouble. A
pretty song, Mr. Brian Houston. Lovely, mm-hmm. Lovely little ballad.
Yeah.
And Van the Man liked that, huh?
He didn't. Did
do you think that's true? I mean, come on. Did you just make that up?
Well, why would they bother to tell me? You know, they don't have to. They never, I mean, of all the records I've made, they've never told me that about any other
song.
No,
so yeah.
Why that one, you know?
When you were a kid, mm-hmm. what did you want to be?
At first, I wanted to be a soldier because it was the 70s and there was a lot of British Army around.
So you were angry at the man?
No.
As a kid?
When you're a child and you run around the streets and you see soldiers with
guns.
Oh,
it's cool. You want to have a gun.
You want to have a gun, yeah. Like everybody else.
Yeah.
But, and then my mom explained to me that soldiers get killed.
I hate when that happens.
So then I wanted to be a boxer. Oh. And then my dad explained that boxers lose their mind.
Yeah.
And then my dad brought me home a tape recorder, an old like cassette thing, one of the first cassettes that came out. And I started to make little radio shows on this cassette and do little broadcasting things.
Really?
And sing. And we had an old guitar lying in the front room that had three strings on it. And I began to pluck on that thing. And when I was 10, a guy played me Elvis's Teddy Bear record.
Yeah.
Quickly followed by Heartbreak Hotel. And after that, I just
wanted
to be a singer.
You're done.
That's all I wanted to do. But I still became a carpenter and did other things.
Sure. Well, you were more than just a carpenter.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
Nice, Josh.
You don't even know, eh? Yeah. Romans in your straight roads, eh? Whatever. Can you do a little diddly-dee?
Diddly-dee?
Yeah, do you have like a little Irish song that you can do?
Actually, unfortunately... You see, when I was starting out, we had a band.
So just say yes or no. I don't want a story.
No, there's always a story. You have to have the story.
He's Irish.
And we actually got booked for this bar that was a top 40 bar and covers and Diddly Day and everything else. and they booked us off our little cassette tape. And about 4 weeks before we were...
The one you made when you were a kid?
No, not that one. That's in a frame somewhere. And anyway,
stay focused.
Stop interrupting me.
Stop it.
It's hard enough. And they called us up. They said, what sort of music do you do? And we said, the stuff that's on the tape. And they said, well, then you're cancelled. So we were kids and we just said, well, we're in the Musicians Union. If you cancel us, you have to pay us. Which wasn't true. Neither thing was true. Neither
that's
were we in the
Irish
union.
Are good at.
Nor, but it was a lie that popped out right away. And the guy obviously didn't know at that end. And he said, okay, you've got one Saturday. Because we were booked for four Saturdays in December, and if you do well the first night, you can play all four, and if you're cancelled otherwise. And this was our first proper paying gig with people, and we stood up there and we played original stuff all night, and
that was ballsy.
Yeah, because that's what we wanted to be, was an original band right from the get go.
Yeah. And how'd that go?
It went amazingly well. He said, guys, see you next week. And,
really?
And actually, that opened that bar up in Belfast. It's now an original venue. So prior to that, it was all just covers. But occasionally, you would get gormless people coming up after you'd played.
Get what?
Gormless. Do you not use that word here?
Do you know what that word is? He's a teacher, and he doesn't even know.
Unwise, stupid, dim.
Idiots.
Yes. Idiots.
Ironically, we didn't know that.
Yeah. Very ironic that you and I did not know that word.
What does gormless mean?
Gormless. Wait, gormless. So
I thought gormless was a universal word. Obviously not. But
it's because you're gormless. Yes.
It's a new
word. So the point is you don't do diddly dee?
People would come up after two hours of sweaty rock and roll of originals and say, would you play the Fields of Athenry or some other diddly dee song? So thanks a lot, Drew. Best I've ever heard you, Brian. Could you do a cover?
Yeah, could you do? I just love your music. Can you do someone else's?
I only have this stuff, you know, it was a while back. I was turning across from Springfield, Missouri,
yeah,
to Tennessee, and you cross through the bottom of Illinois, a little village, or not, it's a town really called Cairo. It's spelled Cairo,
yeah.
Pronounced Cairo.
Okay.
I was in there, it was one place open, the whole town is like a ghost town, people have packed up and moved away, and that's actually the place General Grant made famous by assembling a fleet there. Anyway, did out of that. And we went in there to get some barbecue because you bought a drink, you get free barbecue. And I went up to the bar to order, and there was a guy sitting there, kind of looked like a cross between Father Christmas and a Hell's Angel. And I'm sitting there at the bar, and he heard my accent, and he said, "What do you do, son?" And in my head, my voice sounds like this.
Yeah.
Compared to his voice, my voice sounded like, "Mister, I'm from Ireland."
"What do you do there, son?"
I said, "I'm a singer-songwriter."
"Well, son, are them real songs or just stuff you made up?"
Ooh, that's gold.
It was good.
That's a gold line.
I know.
Love it.
Awesome. And it was made up on the spot.
I love that. Okay. All right. Listen, I don't want to talk anymore because we'll talk later tonight. Let's go out with one more song.
Just one, okay.
Can you do one more?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're at the top of the hour and we're going to go a couple of minutes over, so don't be picking no 8-minute Stairway to Heaven thing here, okay?
Okay. Okay, no problem.
Folks, I want to again tell you about Brian Houston. BrianHouston.com is where you want to go to purchase his CDs and find out about his gigs, his concerts. What are we doing?
We're doing a song called We Don't Need Religion.
Oh, I love this one. Seriously, I do. I love this one.
Hang on.
I love it in the right key, actually.
It's live. Well, I see the... My harmonica's wrapped around my chin. I see the people down from Wall Street driving Main Street in their cars. The party-going animals out in the back rooms and the bars saying, "We don't need a religion. We don't need religion." Well, I broke my back like a lumberjack. I've been a shipyard mine and a shirker. I've been a builder building houses and heard a million McDonald's workers saying, "We don't need religion. We don't need religion." Well, we don't need religion, but we could use the love of God. False prophets on my TV telling me the country's doomed, but if you send me $50, mister, I'll be praying for you. We don't need religion. We don't need religion. Come on, you preachers and you pastors with your robes of many colors. Come on, my name is Ibrahim and I've got black skin. Love me like your brother. We don't need a religion. We don't need a religion. Well, we don't need a religion. We could use the love of God. All the DJs in the background say, "Oh, oh, oh, oh." Can't hear you. Sing up, you bunch of girls. Give up your day job. Now is it Saturday or is it Sunday? The fact is I've never been sure. There's a Sabbath in there somewhere. How come nobody tries Yom Kippur? We don't need religion. Starving homeless, and nobody can use
everybody sing along. Oh, slap the head of the man in front of you.
He's left the building, folks. He actually hasn't been here this whole time. What a treasure, man. Seriously, so good to have you. Folks, that is the end of our show. Appreciate you showing up and tuning in. If you missed any of today's broadcast, you can go to drewmarshall.ca. By the end of the week, we'll have everything reloaded for your listening pleasure. Next week, Mr. Andy Kindler, Hollywood comedian, regular on the Letterman Show, and he was on Everyone Loves Raymond, and I don't know, a whole bunch of other things. He will be co-hosting half of the show next week. He's in for the Just for Laughs Comedy Fest here in Toronto, and he'll be coming into the studio, and we'll have some other fine and dandy guests for you to listen to as well. Listen, as I said at the start of the show, this first show of season 12 was dedicated to my good friend, Marcella. Marcella, if you're listening, love you heaps. And I really wish you well. I wish you would be healed. MS sucks. Thanks, folks. My